How's it going, everybody? It's Evan, here with Josh, on Life is Funny Podcast. Another week, another dollar. Another week, another podcast, at least. Maybe yes, out of sir. Dollars. Maybe I feel out. Like most we weeks are another week, more like less dollars. But maybe that's just me, because I feel like I'm always spending money and never making money. But that's just more so, that's not true. Like, I have a job and you have a job.
It's more of like
so,
a
like,
feeling.
I am making money. Yeah. But it's like, if it's money that I'm not using or seeing, then it only feels like I'm spending and like losing money.
I was gonna say, this part will sound ridiculous, but I almost like to feel like I'm low on money. I don't like to actually be low on money. And thankfully, that's not in place currently. But I like to feel like I am. So I like to I like it to be where I can't see it, because then I feel like if I see it, I'm more likely to buy something I don't need or go out to too fancy restaurants or something. I'm more likely to waste money, basically, is what I'm trying to say, if I feel I have it.
Oh, yeah. No,
So I want to keep that fine line of, it's that I'm not eating rice and beans, but...
Yeah, well, hey, rice and beans are pretty good, first of all, but also,
add a little tortilla in there,
Maybe
a little chicken.
Hey, there's a lot of things you can do with rice and beans.
Now it's getting more expensive.
Yeah, but with the money thing, it's literally, that's why they say, you got $20 burning a hole in your pocket, It's like, if you've got it, you want to spend it, so...
Yeah, that's why I put it in my shoe, so I can't even see it.
Yeah, it's burning a hole in your shoes.
No, it's not burning a hole in the shoe. I can't see it, can't feel it. It's iced down in my shoes.
Okay, yeah, I put a bunch of quarters in my shoes, and it's really jacking up my posture, and my feet are really sore. It's not been great
recently. All I do is carry rolls of quarters. That's how I limit my spending, because I can only carry so many quarters.
Right, it's hard to walk into, a store and just hand them, here's 100 rolls of pennies for, $10 or I don't know how many a roll of penny. I think the quarters are $10 a roll.
I think so. Pennies are only 50 cents a roll.
Right, because there's so many and they're pennies, So that's, you'd have to have a lot of pennies. Money. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Well, what have you been up to the last week? Any spending money?
Actually, plenty of spending money, but maybe a topic for a different day. Nothing too crazy, but just some I've been getting into eBay a little bit, which is kind of fun and interesting.
Okay.
But,
Okay.
We can talk about. I just feel like
I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
can I tell you something right off the bat?
Sure.
I almost forgot about it. I did something in the last week that made me feel like you. What did I do?
Did you? Well, my assumption is that you sold something for a profit, but that wouldn't be feeling like me, because what I do is I buy things that presumably I can sell for and then sit on them, like this, this here parrot up here, which is still this parrot. Summer.
There's the Hemingway right
here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we both have those.
So we feel that way, yeah.
I mean, I guess my thought would be that you bought something on Facebook Marketplace or drove somewhere to get something off of Facebook Marketplace or something like that, or went to Goodwill. I mean,
Boom. You nailed it. But take me one step further. What did I buy on Facebook Marketplace that would make me feel like Evan?
I mean, probably shoes, presumably.
Probably shoes. Yeah. Hey, yes, sir. I got a pair of golf shoes.
Ooh.
So my golf shoes were 10 years old, literally from when I was in high school.
Wow.
And they were terribly uncomfortable because they were 10 years old, I imagine.
Oh, I thought it was
and
all the
so
quarters.
I was those are my running shoes. I keep my golf shoes quarter free.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. So I was scouring Facebook Marketplace to see if I could find a pair of golf shoes. Lo and behold, there was a pair. I kid you not. This is how little they had been worn. The lettering that's in the sole of shoes?
Oh, yeah.
And how that always rubs off after two or three wears?
Yeah, because it's just screen printed on and that's
correct.
Where your feet are rubbing. Yeah.
These showed no signs of ever being worn other than there was you could just tell by the bottom of the spikes that they had been worn on the golf course one time.
Sure. Yeah. There you go.
So they were basically brand new $190 golf shoes, $35 out
there. Hey, nice job. Oh, were they the right size? In my head,
size
you might
10.
Be walking
Let's
around
go.
In clown shoes or something.
Size 15,
Yeah.
I had to stuff
some
the toes
socks
with
in
some
the
toilet
toes.
Paper,
yeah.
but...
Exactly. No, that's good. Congrats, snaps to you. A little sticking
thank
to
you,
the man
you.
Action. man, Facebook Marketplace, and it has been, like, you know, eBay, Facebook Marketplace, one of those things over the last week or two. Like, one of my least favorite things is losing out on, like, an item. Like, on eBay, I don't know if you've ever bid on something, but twice this last week.
Never.
Like,
I have almost wanted to bid on something. Let me rephrase it. I've wanted to bid on something many times.
Yeah.
Have I ever done it yet? No.
Yeah.
I want to. Like, I really want to.
It's not, I mean, I don't know. It's interesting, but you do have to sort of like pick a price. And I don't like the bidding because of that. Like, I'm sure you can get some good deals, but also it's like, it almost incentivizes you to like go up, which is the whole point of it, you know? So that's the whole point of it, I guess, is what I don't like. But anyways, I was bidding on something, I think two somethings over the last week or two. And it was like, I wanted it at the price that it was at. And I put in a bid, and then at the last second, like, someone outbid me by, you know, literally like 50
you
cents.
You gotta be the swooper.
I know that, and that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to, like, yesterday, for example, I had one and I got swooped. With 5 seconds left, I think, maybe 2 seconds left, like, I hit submit for like $15, and then, like, you know, it said, oh, winning bid was $15.50. And I was like, I would have gone to 20 or 16, or that's not true.
I would have gone, $15.75 if I had to.
Yes, I would have. And that's the other thing, like, you have to be willing to like put in almost like a $20 bid, because like if you're just putting in like a dollar more or like a significant jump bid, because like if I were just sitting there trying to swoop, I would have put in, you know, $15.51, you know, I think it's, I don't know what the increments are, but like I would have tried to be cheeky. No, but if you go above, it just gives you like, it gets rid of whatever margin. So like if you say my top bid is 20 and it, you know, sells for 17, it's like you don't pay the extra $3. So that's what you got to do. But yeah, I was annoyed that it wasn't like a rolling bid kind of thing, where some auctions have, you know, like as long as people are bidding, the auction keeps going, you know, like
really?
A couple minutes, couple seconds.
I'm learning things right now, because that
you've seen like
the
auctions and shows and stuff, right? That, right? Like we have $1,
yes,
$3, and then they're like going once, going twice, and it's like $10.
I thought you were saying
they
do that on eBay. They don't
do
that on
eBay? No, they don't. It's like once the timer hits zero, it's done. So it's, you know,
I feel like if there's a swooper, it should get extended for 5 minutes for every swoop.
I agree. However, then it does kind of take away like the, you know, like it
the
sucks
allure
at that point.
Like
if I, you know,
the addiction of eBay, because you're trying to pay what it's actually worth. You're not trying to swoop in at the last second and be like, haha, I got you by a quarter.
So what I like to do is see something where it's like buy it now or best offer, and send somebody an offer, you know, that they can't refuse, but you know, and get it for a better price. But anyway, like,
have you ended up with anything yet? Like,
yeah, I'm actually, I all morning I've been scrolling my email, because I'm supposed to get two packages delivered, and it got delivered. What time is it? Oh, a minute and a half ago. I'm gonna text Rachel
to go
get my two big packages out on the porch. But
man, are you gonna do like a live opening of these packages? Are you gonna...
No, probably not. I'll do that. I will be doing a live opening, actually, but just for, you know, for myself. I will be the audience.
Oh,
but
I thought you were gonna say for your patron audience or whatever.
Yeah.
Your Patreon. That's
my, yeah, that's true. This, it'll be my, you know, going live on my only, you know, OnlyFans package reveal.
Oh, jeez.
I'm sure there's a lot of package reveals on OnlyFans, you know, but
I wouldn't
digress.
Know. It sounds like you would.
Yeah. No, you know, wiener content is all that I take pictures of and film, you know, so it's just got to expose the wiener.
You know, I was going to say, not everybody who listens to this podcast understands that you have a dog.
Yeah, every episode we should put a disclaimer that
I absolutely do.
I'm co-parenting a dachshund.
Mentions the word wiener, he's actually referring to his dachshund.
Yeah, that's what I call it.
Oh, jeez.
No, that's true. I mean, 99% of the time, you know, I think maybe even 100. Like, right?
It's 100.
Yeah. So
if it were 99, I would have cut the 1% out.
Yeah. Doesn't that happen at birth? Like for, you know, people that aren't Jewish?
Okay. Move on. Go back to your eBay.
Anyways, I hate getting outbid. I also, on Facebook Marketplace, like over the last few weeks, I found, you know, there's like seemingly out of nowhere, like the new brand of shoes, like On Cloud, where it's like, oh,
yep.
And
got
like
a pair.
Okay. Wow. There you go. You're, you know, on brand. On
I've
trend.
Had them for like a year and a half. I mean,
okay.
I feel like they were
that's
getting popular
I mean.
Then.
Yeah. Like in terms of that. But they've popped onto the scene.
Okay. And they're starting to be sold now?
Like, sure, you know, maybe. I don't know. But I found one that was like an hour and a half away, and I was like, that's too far. But, yeah. You know, and they were They're like expensive. $20 for a brand new pair. And I was like, first of all, I could get them down to, you know, 15, something like that. But second of all, like no you doubt. Said, they're like $200 pairs of tennis shoes for some reason. Yeah. So, yeah.
I mean, I own a pair and I will buy another pair when these are dead. Like, I've had them for, I think, 2 years, which is too long for running shoes. But I also don't like run that much. They're basically walking shoes. And I did roll my ankle wearing them in the gym last night. So that's not probably boding really well for these shoes.
That's true.
But running like, a straight line, that's never happened.
Yeah, I was going to say, they feel like more like walking and running shoes than like cross, what do they call it, like cross trainer shoes or something like
that? They're definitely not that. At least not the pair I have. I have like the big chunky ones.
Yeah.
But the reason I like them, they're the most comfortable shoe I've ever owned. Like, I hate how they look. I think they're hideous. I literally wear them sometimes and I'm like, man, these look terrible. And then I see them on other people, and I'm like, yeah, they do look terrible, but they're so comfortable.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, they look, because the other shoes that I've seen are the Hoka or H-O-K-A or something that. Like, yeah, those are a big deal. And I feel like part of where I see these are, like, Amazing Race. Like, everybody's got, you know, shoes that they can go, you know, wear around
like
for a whole day.
Like the Sakani or whatever.
Sure. Too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's like, you know, the Hoka shoes I don't think look good. I think On Cloud shoes can look good. And are probably super comfortable. Like
Hoka, those are two brands you're naming. They're not for me. I mean, the only running shoe that like would fit into that same category that like I actually think I like how they look would be like Brooks, which I've owned.
I don't know.
But I don't think they're as comfortable.
Is that a brand? Is that like a?
It's a brand.
Never heard of Brooks, but
it's not like a person who I know that. Yeah. They're running shoes.
Yeah, these are Brooks running shoes. You know, she has really comfortable. I don't know, but anywho,
it's a brand.
I would rather I'd rather be wearing my Nike shoes and my feet be in pain. Hashtag brand loyalty.
Yeah, the best everyday pair of shoes that I've found and. Like, I've had them for over a year now, but the soles are dying, are the Adidas Ultra Boost. They're way better, more comfortable than any Nike I've ever owned.
Yeah, Adidas makes some good shoes. I'm a fan of my Allbirds that I got from Goodwill, nearly brand new, so those are pretty comfy.
I love my Allbirds. I should probably get a new pair, because I love how they look during the summer. However, okay, now I'm convincing myself to buy a new pair. It didn't take much, as you can tell. I need to look on Facebook Marketplace and Goodwill. I bet somebody in Carmel is selling Allbirds on Goodwill.
Yeah, I literally got a $9 pair of pretty like new enough condition Allbirds in a Carmel, India area Goodwill for $9.
Okay.
So like,
I got to go looking this weekend to see what we come across, because mine are dead and stinky.
Yeah, that's not a good combo.
I wash them frequently.
I feel like
they
would
no
be the type of shoes
left,
that
and they
like,
get so
get
smelly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you don't, so I have to wear like the short, like the ultra short socks, because I don't like how they look with shorts and socks in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But and they're meant to be worn without socks.
Oh really?
However,
I didn't know that.
At least the ones I have, I have the wool runners.
Yeah, I do too.
And they're meant to be worn without socks. And let me tell you, they are amazingly comfortable without socks. However, after 1 week of minus socks in these Allbirds, you'll be sitting at like a restaurant with Rachel, and you'll be
just wafting.
Oh no, that's gotta be my shoes. And sure enough, you get home, you give your shoe a little sniff just to confirm your suspicions, and bada boom, bada bang, your shoes are smelly AF.
That's not great. At least they're really easy to wash, because you can just toss them in like they're wool.
Oh,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. They're super simple.
Stinky for sure. So anyways, over the last week, I've purchased some things on Facebook Marketplace /eBay. I have tried to purchase some other things that I have missed out on.
Did you miss out on that you have like the most remorse over?
Oh, probably the biggest thing is I was so close to getting somebody to send me, like they had posted a lot of action figures from a video game that I enjoyed growing up and still like enjoy, but haven't, I have some action figures that back at home haven't thought about in forever, but I'm like, I've the nostalgia has sparked the, want to feel like a child.
I love that you're feeling nostalgia.
Yeah. Something, whatever it is, maybe just I need a little extra hit of some dopamine. Zoe, no.
Calm your wiener now.
Yeah. Apologies. Wiener appearance on the podcast. Anywho, Like, they had a lot in somebody in West Virginia, not crazy far from Ohio, but, like, you know, far enough that it wasn't local. And they were selling for, like, a like very low price for a whole lot of a bunch of stuff. And, like I was like, hey, if you can ship them, like, I will pay for shipping. I will be your, you know, I will buy these. Because, like, they were low enough that even with the shipping, it's like, this is still a good price. Which is, a side note, the worst thing about eBay and Mercari, oh my gosh.
I've never used
they
Mercari.
Have, I wouldn't recommend it very much. I wanted to see, just because it's, I don't know, it's something else, something different. But they have so many fees. It's ridiculous. Like, the delivery fees, and then they have, like a service fee and, like, a processing fee. So, like, you can buy something for, like, $10, and then it'll be, like, $20, like, after everything is done. I'm like, that's too much. Like, I wanted this at $10.
You gotta stick with Facebook loyalty, Evan.
Yeah. No, honestly, Facebook's great, unless, you know, you do need something shipped, because I tried, and this lady was so nice. She was talking.
Ridiculous.
Well, right. And it was like, she said these were, like, big, you know, a lot of stuff and, like, kind of heavy and would have taken a big box. She's like, I can't ship it for less than $25, you know, after looking into it. You know, I can't really ask somebody to pay for that. Like, that seems like a lot. And I, you know, I'd rather try to sell local. And I was like, it's, you know, I understand that. If you change your mind, I'm totally willing to pay for that. Like, I will pay you, you know, to ship these. Like, and I don't have a problem. I get that it's probably easier, you know, because that's going to be my biggest hassle. Like, when I do start to try to sell things, like, if I can't sell stuff,
that day's coming eventually. I just thought you were, like, going to accumulate and, like, go for
no
accumulation phase. Just, like, there is a declutter phase at the end of this.
It's all well, probably this summer, which is why I kind of wanted to pump the brakes on talking about it, but it doesn't make sense to, you know, because
you got to tee it up so that way we get the full story.
And if it doesn't happen, you know, this conversation holds me accountable of, hey, remember when you said you were going to sell those things? So, yes, that phase is coming. But Love like it. That's sort of the process of, like, okay, if I'm, you know, buying things that need to be shipped to me, like, I then need to have a way to ship them out. And, like, I don't know how that process works if I'm paying for, like, if I'm on eBay, you know, like, do I package everything? Do I take it to the UPS store and they just, like, do everything for me? Like, I don't know.
I think there's, like, even a cheaper way to do it where you, like, print your own labels at home and
stuff
like that.
Oh, probably. But then I got to buy, like, bubble wrap and stuff. Like, if I was a good seller, you know, I'd want to make sure that it
Oh, you don't want to make sure it's broken in transit.
Yeah.
So. I still think I need to get on, like, the free caramel Facebook game.
Yeah, no, you should. Rachel got some good stuff. Like, the knives we use in our kitchen.
You got them for free?
Yeah, there's, like, a giveaway Facebook caramel group or something, because all those rich people just buy new stuff, you know?
I know. That's what happened recently. I missed out on something I really wanted, but I have absolutely nowhere to put it. It was a free, basically brand new, high-end ping pong table.
Oh, that'd be so cool. Yeah, honestly.
I have literally nowhere to put it, though. I was
that's
like,
pretty funny
it the
because,
garage?
Like, those kind of things, like, we had, so my dad, like, at my dad's house, we have a pool table that has always been there.
Yeah.
But, like, I think, like, that was a purchased pool table or something, I assume.
Yeah.
At my mom's, though, we had an air hockey table that was from, a block away. And, like, I'm pretty
my
sure
grandparents
it was free,
had a free
or
air
something
hockey
like
table.
That. Yeah. Because it's huge. It's, like, this massive thing. And we wound up giving it away. I can't remember who. Maybe to a church or something, like, nearby.
It continued its path of freedom.
Well, and that's what's so crazy about something like that. Like, an air hockey table or, like, a pool. Like, those are expensive things that, like, people give away because they're also huge. Like, you know,
if I had one in my little apartment,
like, I don't think I could get rid of an air. I don't think I could offload or even load in an air hockey table for sure. Yeah.
Well,
like,
I was like, first of all, how am I going to transport this free ping pong table? No idea. I'm going to have to, like, go rent a truck.
If you had a truck, you'd be fine, but you don't, you know?
And then second, I get the air hockey or the ping pong table back. Okay. I like to be able to park a car in the garage.
Like, garage is a great place for that kind of stuff, but then you know, you're
but
paying for your car.
We have one garage.
Yep.
And so it wouldn't work out very well. And what are we going to do? Put it in our little office space in here? I guess you could put, like, a bed on it and have it be like put an air mattress on it when people come over and have it be
a
tall,
you know what you could do?
Guest bed.
And this is actually a great idea. Just put a tablecloth over it and make it your kitchen table. And then anytime you're done with it, pull the thing off. Like, so I have seen, and like, I don't know that I would have a big need for this because like, it's not a part of my day-to-day life much now, but I've seen really cool like gaming tables like that, or even I think I've probably seen that with like an air hockey table or something where it's like the table and then you can slide over like a, just a big wood plank and turn it into like an actual table basically. So, you know, you could make your ping pong table furniture.
Yeah. Or find a pool table
yeah.
that you can put a ping pong table on top of.
Right. There's multiple things. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we're going multi-use. You know, also, if we're going to do it, quickly, level it
like,
up.
I feel like almost any table could be a ping pong table. Like, as long as it's close to the right dimensions. Like, a pool table, yeah. or especially an air hockey table, are a little more, like, tricky. Like, you can't just play pool on,
air hockey
you know.
Table is a little niche.
Yeah, air hockey table for sure. But, like, ping pong table, as long as you can hang a net somewhere, like,
yeah,
and as long as you're not playing on carpet, you know, like, you're probably ready to rock.
It's like a pickleball. As long as you have an area where you can put your net out on some concrete or asphalt, like, you're good.
Yeah, I mean, you still kind of need the lines.
You
like,
need the lines, yeah. Get some, okay, carry a thing of chalk with you is what I'm hearing you say.
Some chalk, some tape, you know.
Yeah, you got to build that kitchen, you know. Okay, I Googled free things within 7 miles of where we live.
Hey,
what
there
do you,
you
think
go.
Out of the first 10 things, hit me with like one or two of the most interesting things or most valuable things that I should maybe go pick up.
I bet a lot of it is like bulkier furniture, like a dresser or like cabinet set. I bet there's some clothes, which I would not recommend picking up. I bet there is something like weirdly about like mulch or rocks or like dirt or you know how people like hey haul
funny.
This dirt away. Is that on there?
Literally right there. Filled
Josh,
dirt.
You are talking to, you know, a daily scroller of Facebook. You know, I know my stuff over here.
That's crazy.
I know what the people have and what the people want.
Okay, so some free Adidas shoes, size 11 and a half.
Okay. Ooh,
black
that's,
and white. They're
I,
pretty
I could,
ugly,
I could
actually.
Fit into 11 and a half. How good
they
do look, they look?
They look like kind of bowling shoes is how I would describe them.
Oh, yeah, not great.
And then we've got free firewood, several free firewood,
okay.
to be clear, which I think that's a great one, really, because free firewood, several free couches, bulky furniture, like you said, free Book of Mormon. Okay.
Interesting.
Feels
that makes
like
sense.
That
I've
might be the Mormon
before.
Church throwing
yeah.
those on here.
Right. Like, hey, come pick up a Bible, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Free framed picture of Jesus right above the free Mormon book.
Nice, nice. Gotta love your Jesus content.
Yep, exactly. And then last but certainly not least would be we have free shingles and free dishwasher.
Free shingles like the roofing like shingles
yeah yep.
dishwasher like and like roofing. Laundry like you know laundry stuff you know other appliances that's the word I'm sort of looking for like that I think you could definitely do well on because if people buy like an old one I know you've talked about it extensively but like you know if people buy something old they don't necessarily have a plan or something new to get rid of their old thing. And
exactly.
a lot of times it might be working nicely. They just wanted
absolutely.
A new one. So the problem is then it's like if you're trying to get rid of a broken washing, it's like nobody – I'm sure somebody wants that because I'm sure they could part it out or do something.
Not me.
But like, yeah, I do not – I could not do anything right now with a broken washing machine except maybe turn it into a ping pong table if I stack three of them, you know, next to each other
all
or
right.
something.
There we go. Okay, so we got way down this tangent.
Uh-huh.
You were talking about the last week you spent some time ordering stuff on Facebook and eBay.
Yes, yes, yes.
You never told us what just got delivered. Do we get
to
know that or is that for another day?
Not necessarily. It is other versions of like figures that I was purchasing. So like
nice.
I both missed out on some but also got some. Like the thing about Facebook Marketplace and eBay that's kind of cool, or I should say maybe just people in general. Twice now, and one of the packages that got delivered while we've been recording, I reached out to the person because once you like order the thing before you pay for it, you can like message the seller and say, hey, you know, like I don't know what else you would say other than like I bought this. But like one of the things you can say is, hey, I bought this, like wondering if you have any other things, you know, that you're looking to get rid of. So you, like, you know, yeah. Two birds, one stone. Like if you're selling stuff that you just haven't listed and you can put them together, you know, like ship them together.
The bundler.
And, yeah, exactly. I'm a total bundler. And if I already got a good deal, like let's make it a better deal. But one thing that I got with on Facebook Marketplace a couple weeks ago now, I bought like the thing that I was buying, and the lady gave me like another smaller little like figure thing. She's like, yeah, I found this while I was cleaning stuff out. And it's like, wow, like that's so nice of you.
Deal.
You didn't have to do that. Yeah, like thank you. That was actually the same lady that when I was talking with you and Lauren and Rachel at lunch that asked me, like said, I saw that extra $5 bill you had. I should have asked. So she, you know, I probably owed it to her because she gave me something for free, but also, you know, I didn't because it was a freebie.
She didn't have to give it to you for free. Come on.
Yeah. But I did, like, one of the things that's getting delivered today was like a bigger lot of stuff. And the guy was like, yeah, I have a few other like things that I'm probably aren't worth selling individually. I'll try to stuff them in there for you, you know, just as a freebie. Hmm. And I was like, wow, that's so nice of you. You didn't have to do that. Like, thank you so much. So I am looking forward to opening the
Halo figures.
That's just
extra profit in your pocket.
I know. Well, see, and that's the thing. It's like a decent amount of these things, like I'd say the stuff I'm buying for me, like the, you know, the things that are the fan things that I'm a fan of, you know, like the figures, whatever, like I'm trying to get it a deal that I'm comfortable with. Like I'm not going to buy new stuff, but also like, I guess could resell down the line, though. I'm not really planning on that. There are some other things though, where it's like, I bought, you know, this parrot, like we've talked about. I also,
that parrot better get sold this summer.
This parrot's getting sold this summer. It's going to be the summer of selling parrots. That's what we're calling it. This parrot's going to take flight for sure.
Yeah.
But something else I got on like a local, like, I think it's like they go and clear out like people's houses that, you know, have abandoned or storage units, but like they have all this random stuff. One thing that I got was a like camera covers, like really nice name brand rain covers for like expensive camera lenses. And I was like, I Googled these because I was like, I kind of know that, you know, those would in theory be expensive. Let me Google them, see what they sell for on eBay. The sold for, there were a ton for like no less than $50. And these
were
like
brand new.
How do you
see the sold for? I can never figure that out.
You have to sort on the app, or you have to be searching on a desktop or like laptop.
Okay.
You can't do it just on the Safari on your phone. So you gotta use the little, you know, use the app. I recommend it. I'll send you my
I might need
code.
Some tech help with but, that. Like that's what I always want to know. I'm like, what, like I have this thing, or I'm looking at this thing. Like, what have they sold for in the past? Like,
I do that
should be
all the time when I'm at Goodwill. Like, if I see something that I think might have a little bit of value, I'm like, let me look and see if it's worth, you know, worth like picking up. And that was one where it's like, you know, these rain cover cameras that I got for rain covers for cameras, whatever you want to call them.
Sure. Let's go with that one.
Yeah. I got them for like $15 and it's like, I will immediately sell these like, you know, for a decent profit, like, and it, you know, it covers anything else that I'm getting. So,
well, that's like those golf shoes. I was literally tempted to flip them.
Yeah,
because
that's the hard
like,
part.
They
so
are
you gotta
brand
decide
new.
Who gets the benefit of the, you know, or I should say not who. How do you benefit from the, you know, the margin there? Like, because I feel
really
good just
I threw
getting
my old
the
ones
deal
away and kept them. Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yep. You know, like, but I feel
like
there's
those
plenty
ones
of times
are uncomfortable. These ones are great, and they're. The best part about it was they were the exact golf shoes that I wanted really bad, but didn't want to pay for.
Oh, see, there you go. You found what you want. That's I think that's one of the interesting things with something like shoes. It's like, I don't know if I love these, but like I like them for $5, you know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So like you gotta weigh that a little bit. But what is your, like, I'm curious with these golf shoes, like if you had gotten them. Like, okay, so you said, let's round numbers. Let's say they are $200 golf pair of shoes, even though you said like $190, and you got them for $30. If you had gotten them for $10, like the same shoes, would you have been more incentivized to try to sell them or less incentivized?
No.
Like,
I don't think there's any world where I would have sold them, honestly.
Just because
only
they were
because
like something
it was
you
the pair
needed
I wanted.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I needed a new pair. And I wanted a decent pair that I didn't have to pay full price for.
Sure.
Was the key. Because like I could go get like a cheap pair of golf shoes at Dick's or whatever for like 50, 60 bucks. Like that's a cheap pair of golf shoes, right? Same as like a tennis pair of tennis shoes. Mm-hmm. But they're gonna be terrible in terms of comfort wise, and like I wanted a higher end pair, but I'm like I haven't golfed enough in the last couple of years to like warrant spending that much on golf shoes. So I'm like,
Sure.
This is exactly what I wanted, which is like the best case scenario, and had no anticipation that it would actually work out that way. Cause the guy was selling like 8 pairs of golf shoes, and most of them were like beaten down, used, like looked like used golf shoes. And then he had this one pair that was like brand new, and it was the gray FootJoys.
Mm-hmm.
And on all the golf shoes, he said 30 to 45 bucks. And so I messaged him, hey, are these still available? He said, yep, 45 bucks shipped to you. And I was like, how about, I think I said, I'll pick him up because I could see he lived in Fishers.
Yeah, it's close enough.
I'll pick him up for 35.
Oh, there like, you go. Yeah, that's pretty good. Like, way to go. And that's, I think that's one too where I have talked about, we've talked about this before. Like, I have driven over to Columbus to pick things up where it's like this, you know, this is worth it to me to go pick up. But, you know, it's like I need to get maybe a smidge better sometimes about asking people to like meet me halfway, because I've had that. I've lucked out with that once or twice before where they've met me. Like, they are so interested in selling stuff. Like, they'll just meet me, you know, halfway.
When Lauren was selling stuff, like, she would meet people kind of not necessarily far away. We were mostly selling on the north side of Indy, but like anywhere from like Fishers to Zionsville, I think she met people basically.
And that's so, like the meeting side, I think, is it's something that I like thought was a bigger thing, because my initial, like, I had picked stuff up with other people before, like I think with Rachel one time, and like I've gone to, like, there's an online meetup, like not reserved, they have a sign there, I don't really know what it is, but there's like a parking spot in the town square downtown that is like reserved for like online purchases, like, so I don't know if that means there's a camera
where you
on
live?
It yeah, like downtown in the square there's like a parking spot for
cool.
that, which,
like,
is cool
for you to feel safe or whatever.
Yeah
that's part of the big deal, is like,
right,
where are we gonna meet that's busy enough but not like weird?
Yeah, you don't want to get kidnapped, and that's what I totally thought. However, I have not had a public meetup in a minute. Like, most of mine have been, let me come to your place of work, or, hey, here's my house address to pick something. And I'm like,
oh, see, I don't like that. I don't know that I would meet them at their address. Like, I don't know that I'd go to their house.
Yes.
I would be like, thank you. However,
I feel a little bit more comfortable. And I think it does, like, you know, sometimes that is like, people are, if they can get someone that is willing to do that, like, they, you know, they'll pass you on
it
by.
Lowers,
like, they don't really
all
care.
Their cost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, well, like,
if you don't show up, cool. Like, they didn't go anywhere or lose any time.
Right. They still
Whereas
have
if
it.
I tell you I'm meeting you at, like, Clay Terrace, which
you
is
gotta drive
25
a
miles from where Lauren and
at
I
that
live.
Point. Yeah.
Exactly.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, exactly. You have more time. And most of the things that we're dealing with on Facebook Marketplace are, like, $5 to $50. So it's not like, if I'm buying something or selling something for 10 bucks, I'm not going to want to invest more time. It better be like, first time that I try to sell this, it works out, or else I just lost money because of the time.
Yeah. You mean like the time where I messaged
yes,
and
you
waited.
Absolutely lost money on that deal. That deal cost you like 4 times what you actually spent.
No. It wound up working out, and it was more of a time communicating than time like driving places. It could have though, but you know. Anywho, Facebook Marketplace is interesting because of that, for sure.
So is this going to be your side hustle? And I ask that because, like, I haven't been toying with this, like, seriously, I would say. But I had an opportunity come up actually last night where I'm going to second shoot a wedding for one of my buddies. So, like,
that's cool.
Photography, to be clear. Mm-hmm.
Not, and does that mean, I assume that means you are the backup in case the person that they hire is, like, not good or something, or are you like getting crowd shots?
So
or?
He's the main shooter.
Okay.
And then I'll be taking like secondary shots in case he happens to like miss the shot.
Oh, interesting. Smart. Okay.
Yeah. And so like,
so
the kiss at the wedding.
Real quick,
and stuff like
my
that.
Initial thought, and this, I'm probably getting too far into the weeds, I'm just curious. My initial thought when you said that is the person who is having the wedding hired you as the second person and the some other photographer. You're saying the photographer hired you as that makes
correct.
More sense.
One of my buddies, he is the photographer at this wedding. And
okay,
he's
bringing you on as the second person. Yeah,
correct. His second photographer canceled 3 weeks before the wedding, and the couple has already paid for a second shooter.
Yikes!
And he's like, I don't know who to ask. Yeah, and so he knows.
I'd probably want to do the other way if I were the one like getting married. I'd want to have like competing. Who can, you know, like it really raises the bar.
That sounds really
point,
expensive.
You know?
I don't know you'd want to pay for that.
Well, that's why you would ask your buddy Josh and say, hey Josh, you want to be second shooter?
That was what I was gonna say, is like, I know how much it costs like a photographer to shoot, or to get a photographer to take pictures of your wedding. I know that cost, and it is expensive, and I know like what I'm going to get paid for this gig. I'll make like $200. But I have to drive there and drive back, and it's a very long day. But to me, I'm like, other than the gas, like just take out the gas. Food will be free because they give it, like the wedding couple, like make sure there's an extra two meals for the photographers.
Mm-hmm.
So food is paid for. And so I think we could actually add that onto like the revenue, which would almost cross out my cost of gas.
Sure.
And then the rest is literally, to me, just profit, because all I have to go do is stand there, take pictures. I don't have to edit them. I just drop the SD card to like whoever's editing them that my friend works with, and I walk away and I'm done with money in my pocket.
Right. You don't have to worry about like the getting contacted or like making edits or anything. Yeah.
Nothing. I just have to show up, take decent pictures, and walk away. Like, that's the ultimate side hustle.
That
for
sounds
me,
pretty good.
Like, if I could figure out a way to like do things like that where I already have made the investment of like the tools, so like photography is probably the easiest thing, or if there's like some piece of knowledge that I have that people would pay for, like those would be where I'd want to like do things. But then there's also like there's so much money to be had of like going to Goodwill, and it's enjoyable to like get the good deal and then flip it for money.
Yeah,
like, so very long-winded story of saying I'm trying to figure out if I actually am interested in doing a side hustle for fun, because I like the feeling of doing something that's enjoyable while profiting off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Is this that for you? Like, is this going to be your side hustle that you try to profit off of long term? Or like, what are your thoughts here?
Well, that's the hard. I mean, I feel like I will always be looking at Facebook Marketplace and Goodwill, because like I like to do that for me. You know, if there's something that I kind of want or kind of need, or like, and a lot of these eBay purchases that I've made over the last couple weeks, or Facebook Marketplace purchases, whatever, like I said, have just been for me to keep because it's something that I like. Now, there are elements in there where it's like, oh, maybe in this lot of 10 things, like I've already got two of them, you know, back home at my mom's house or whatever. So like, maybe I do sell those, or like parse out some things. And or like, if I decide, I enjoy collecting this element of it, but not this, you know, maybe something like that. And I have thought too, I think this summer for sure, there's a lot of things that like grow, you know, childhood things that I would like to try to sell at my parents' homes, you know, both for their sake.
I want my football
my
cards
sake.
So bad to sell them.
Yeah, like, I know.
You have no, I can't find them is the problem. They're at my parents' house tough. Unless they sold them. I know I have a Peyton Manning rookie card in there. It's worth like $500.
That's
and
pretty
I think
good.
I probably got sold already.
Oh man, that's the worst. And literally, Josh, I will tell you, all like, I don't know exactly what sparked this. I think I can't, like, I don't know if it was a chicken or an egg thing that I found something on Facebook Marketplace that like that was some of these figures that I had grown up having, and I was like, whoa, like I want that. Or like for some reason I think I was thinking about the summer and wanting to sell some things, partially driven by, you know, stuff like this parrot and stuff.
I'd like to sell some things, but instead what I'm actually going to do
instead,
I'm gonna
let
buy
me spend
some stuff.
Thousands of dollars. No. I've not spent thousands of dollars, let the disclaimer be there. But anyways, the like I one of the things I was thinking of was a couple years ago, like I think while I was still in college, my mom got me a Lego set of you know, this thing that I'm a fan of, like, but I never built it. And like, I know that's at home somewhere, should be, but I don't know where it is. So it, like, all of my I get like, it keeps me up at night to think that I have so many cool things that bring me joy. Like every time that I go home, I'm like, man, I just want to look at these and play with these, and these are fun. Like it brings me back and they're cool. So like that, I think that
do it.
Is
why
what
don't
I'm
you take them to your new home?
I know. I also don't have like a big enough apart. I have like three rooms in this apartment, you know? That's why I need the hotel.
It sounds like you should designate one room.
No, right now, one of them's the bedroom, one of them's the living room, and one of them's like Rachel's office. So, you know, there's no spot for Evan right now.
I redesignate the living room.
I'll do the living in this room, please. Yeah. So, anywho, like part of it is like driven by that. But then like going home this summer, I play, like, especially while I have the summer off, like I want to be a little bit more like productive with some of my time. And there's like, okay,
sure,
things that I have a bunch of that maybe I'm not ever going to get back into or like a huge fan of anymore. Like Nerf guns. Like I have a ton of Nerf guns. Like, can I sell those? And then
we
like
should start modding them. And then
I've
you
seen
can sell
that
the modded versions.
Uh-huh, for sure. So there is money to be made there. There's also like things like the stuff I'm keeping are like Halo related. So it's like a video game. But then it's like, okay, how much do I still care about my Star Wars stuff? You know, like I still like Star Wars, but like,
but do you like
a
it
lot
enough?
Of other people, right? Do I like it enough that I would like display it over? Like if I have enough, you know, again, if I don't get the hotel, like if I have one room or one, you know, wall or something to display some of these things or whatever that looks like down the road, like what do I like enough to be the display pieces? And is it, you know, things that are from this, you know, series, show, fandom, whatever, or, you know, do I sell the Star Wars stuff or, you know, whatever else it might be, G.I. Joe stuff, for example, you know, stuff like that, where it's like, you know, these are worth money. They're taking up space. Like I can get rid of them and feel okay about it and then have more money to buy, you know, the things I actually want.
Well, I think I told you before, like I have an uncle who like he has his toys are like snowmobiles, four wheelers, tractors, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
So his theory is like, whatever I sell a toy for, that money can't be spent on something else. Like it goes back into whatever the new toy is that replaces the old one or like is a new thing that he was wanting or whatever. Like that money doesn't go back into like the general fund.
Sure. Yeah. You're not, you know, selling that to buy, you know, buy lunch or something like that or go on a vacation.
Exactly. Which I like that theory. 'Cause like if I happen to ever sell the Ernest Hemingway first edition that's behind me, like, I get, this will sound stupid, but I get joy. Like when I just look over, I'm like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Like I would want something that would also bring me joy. I wouldn't want to be like, okay, I sold that and I bought carrots.
Yeah. I bought some new plates, you know, so we really needed a new set of dishes and
or like even a candle or something that would be finite and would like go away. Like, I think that's part of it for me. Is perpetual. Like, that book's not going anywhere unless something bad happens to it.
Yeah, right.
Like, I wouldn't want to sell that for something that's like, I bought an amazing bag of coffee.
Yeah, right. Something very temporary. Candle. Yeah, that goes away. And that's, you know, I think that's part of it too. Like, I know that the things that I'm buying will, you know, will always have value. You know, they won't when the world ends and the currency is, you know, blood and food instead of like action figures and dollars. But, you know, it's
I like that action figures and dollars is the currency we currently have.
Well, yeah, it sure is. And that's why, you know, that's why I'm okay with some of these purchases, because I know that, you know, as long as I can pack them away when the tornadoes come through, then I'm going to be set. So, yeah,
it'd be fine.
I don't know. It's interesting. And definitely, like I said, something that I think stemmed from thinking about this summer, like, let me try to, you know, thin out some of my stuff. Cause I've never been just like a big stuff person. Like, oh, I like having stuff, but I guess I am, because I've been fortunate that I do have stuff. Like when I think back to, you know, childhood things and it's like, oh, man, like this is all cool, but I can't use all of it, you know, or like, I don't love all of it enough to like keep it. And if I could both sell it to someone that does enjoy it, like, and I think that's a cool part of the last couple of weeks of purchasing things. Like I mentioned, the people that like gave stuff away. One was just a lady that, you know, was just trying to get rid of stuff and like was nice enough to give me something extra.
Those are the people you want. Have you heard of estate sales, Evan? Because that's where you need to be spending your time.
Well,
that's the low dollar.
No. What I need to do is I need people my age to start dying so that the estate sales have cool stuff in it and not a bunch of old crap that somebody's grandma has. That's what I need.
I think you're looking at the wrong estate sales. There is a website that Lauren's dad uses. It's like a Christian estate sale website, and people do like living estate sales and things like that.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And he gets the craziest deals on this website. And
tell him to send it over, especially if he's got a referral code, you know?
Especially if he's got a referral code. I don't think they're doing referral codes, but I honestly think estate sales are something you should check out, because a lot of the problem is a lot of the older people, they're going to have like cool vintage toys, but they're like one or two generations like older than like what you're
they're
most
not what
interested
I'm looking for.
In.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, no,
looking
I have
cheap Chinese plastic made toys or wherever they come from.
No, I'm looking for well-made, cool Chinese plastic things that are molded into the genre, the fandom that I'm interested in. But yeah, no, that's a good point for sure. So I don't know. I think this summer will be fun to look at garage sales and maybe, you know, sales like that. It's also tough because, like, again, being in Mount Vernon, both tough and probably good for like my wallet and my time, like being in Mount Vernon, like the things that pop up are so much fewer and far between. Whereas like if I was in a big, big city, chances go up. And it's funny, I actually, like, there was something that I mentioned some of the things, you know, that like the lady wasn't able to ship to me and like missed out on that. But like when I search for, you know, X like shoes on Facebook Marketplace, like there's like local, but then there's also like, here are some suggested things outside of your radius. And
yes,
sometimes
I hate the outside my radius. I want that, but I can't get there.
I kind of love that because like I've already done that where I had like someone deliver it to my mom's yoga studio. But like they met her, like it was on a whole nother side of Ohio. So I'm using my network of
that's
people.
That's crazy. Yeah,
but then
absolutely.
There was something up near Traverse City or no, it was Fort Wayne, where like this is a cheap, like this is really good deal, and I know Josh works in Fort Wayne.
Yeah,
like Josh would totally pick this up for me, you know.
He
you
would
just have to be the middleman, and that's it. And
that's
unfortunately
fine.
It sold.
Yeah.
But you know,
shoot, I would have
I'm
out.
Always scheming. You gotta have people all across the world just to help you pick
stuff
absolutely
up. You've got the Midwest pretty well covered. So speaking of scheming, you have my brain running. Are you up for a contest?
You mean your liquor thing? What are you talking about?
Oh, no. You already lost that. I checked the list already.
Why didn't I get an email that said, oh, maybe next time? Because I didn't get that. I got an email today that was like, you learn how to safely consume alcohol, or like something about safe consumption. I was like, first
perfect.
Of all, I guess I don't have a problem, but anyone signing up for this liquor lottery might have a problem. No, what
anyways.
Contest am I up for that I don't know about?
It's you versus me. It's similar to when we did the sports betting and saw how that played out.
When we sold the pen or what, or got it from the paperclip? What are we talking about? Enlighten me.
Okay. We start with $100.
Okay.
And we have to actually track it is the key.
Mm-hmm.
There are some rules we would need to determine as a group to figure out how we want them to play out. But start with $100 at the beginning, like right now, let's say. Mm-hmm. Starts on May 1st. And then on September 1st, so end of summer, we see who profited the most off of what they bought. Like, worst case scenario, you lose $100.
Sure.
Yeah. Like if you didn't sell anything that you bought.
Uh-huh.
Best case scenario, I have no idea what best case scenario is. Like, what, basically the question is, how much money could you turn $100 into by buying and selling things over the summer?
Oh, I easily could turn it into $0 if I wanted to.
Yeah. Well, what's the upside?
What's the most? I mean, that'd be interesting. Yeah. You would obviously have a huge leg up, though, because like you said, you could just go, like you said, we'd have to have the rules, but you could, like, I'm sure the other thing, and we've talked about this before, like, let's say someone's selling.
I feel like you have the leg up because you have experience and things
Like
that. I feel like I have I would end up buying a Hemingway for $75 and be like, I'm not selling that. I'm holding on to it.
Your leg up comes from the fact that you could probably buy something nicer because people have nicer things and are more willing to give them away and are not looking to get as much money out of it. Whereas like
I'm hearing you say is you need to travel to Columbus.
Yes.
To
Columbus,
whatever,
but even still, Carmel
Polaris
area
whatever.
Is like a leg up. But yes,
I
would have to rely
on
some Columbus.
Polaris area is like high end in Columbus.
You're right, but that's not where I live. So like you would, no
matter
what.
You just drive down there.
Yeah.
So you're admitting defeat before we even start.
No. I'm thinking that I could do it, and that admitting you have a leg up, you know? But like,
or what if I give you like a couple shot lead to start with? So like,
yeah, like you spot you me $50 with, and then
yeah, like I start with 75, you start with 100, and whoever ends up with the most money at the end wins.
Yeah, I mean that'd be I think we could make that happen. I think it'd be fun. I don't know. It'd be interesting because, like, timing wise, maybe not. I don't know. Like, just because I haven't done it yet, right? Like, the selling side is the thing that I haven't really done much of.
I have no idea. So you'd have to, like, buy early.
Yeah, you'd have to buy pretty quick to, you know, to, like, you couldn't wait for, or you could, like, you couldn't wait for the $5 parrot that sells for $100. You know, like, you might need to buy the. Yeah. $20 pair of shoes.
The question is, like, can you buy that $5
pair
from yourself for $5 of your $100 and then resell it? Like, does that count?
Yeah, can I gift it to Rachel and then, you know, wrap it up, give it to her, and then pay her $5 for it, or pay her $1 for it? You know, like,
yeah, I mean, high profit margins. So yeah, I think that would probably be cheating. Like, you'd have to buy it from another individual that we haven't gifted the thing.
It's also cheating too, because like you text me. The thing, or maybe I saw this on Reddit, and this can be like the fact of the week. I saw something that was like highest return on investment things, and it was like a graph, and it had stuff like, you know, like a average retirement account, and then things like cars and books and wine and whiskey or like bourbon was the number. It was like 280%
really
return. Yeah, like I gotta
you
find
sent that to me.
I know, but in my mind, I have some money invested in unopened
bottles of bourbon.
I know you do, and that's what I'm saying is because you have access to those things, you could go buy $100 bottle of bourbon that is worth, you know, that a lot more. Whereas I don't have access to that because like I would be working with the small potatoes, you know, like. But
I mean, I wasn't envisioning bourbon. I was envisioning like. Hitting the streets like of Goodwill and Facebook Marketplace, like you
I think that yeah, that area. Seems like a more even playing ground. So, yeah, I think
and
that
you can
sounds
get
fun.
Free things, obviously. So, like, yeah. I could have got that free ping pong table and sold it, and been like, I went from $0 on that deal to $20 or whatever I can sell the ping pong table for.
You know what would be really funny, and this is like a morally gray great idea for potential sticking it to the man, I think you should just keep an eye on all the free listings in Carmel, and then you should take a picture of it and post your own listing that says $5 for a ping pong table or $20 for a ping pong table. You have to pick it up. You're basically playing the middleman where you reach out to the person offering it for free, say, hey, I'm interested. Yeah. I'll pick it up at X day. And you reach out to someone who's willing to pay $20 and send them, say, hey, cool, send me the $20, Venmo, you know, at Josh Tucker, and here's the address. You go pick it up. Like, you middleman all the free stuff without even picking it. Because it'd be one thing for you to go pick up the free stuff and then, like, store it. And, like, that's, like, incurring a cost and a burden on you.
Yeah.
But I love the idea of just, like, you
That's not even,
mediating.
Like, that crazy. That's, like, drop shipping. That's, like, people who are, like, travel agents. Like, you're just connecting people that have something to the people that want that thing. Like, it's not a crazy idea.
No. But it is kind of crazy just given how Facebook Marketplace, like, works. Like, it'd be hard to set up. But, boy, oh, boy, it would be pretty interesting.
Well, I'm in. Are we starting on May 1st?
Sure.
We probably have some details to iron out.
Yeah, we might need to iron a couple things out. At very least, sooner than later, I think that would be a fun thing to try to mess with, you know. Who knows? Maybe we start lower. Maybe we start higher than 100. But
I mean, I'm heading to Goodwill on May 1st. Maybe even this weekend. I might even start this weekend just like ahead of
the
curve.
I'd say maybe. Well, because then that gives me a leg up. I was going to say maybe let's wait until like I'm done with work. Like, but then you still have to work.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, you have this summer. I think maybe we should just go even right off the bat because my leg up is the area I live. Your leg
right,
up,
my
is
leg
the
up
amount
is
of like time you could spend on it if you chose to.
The infinite amount of time, and maybe then it's like, you know, how much like per hour did we actually make? Yeah, there's some things that
I just want like
debate,
total
but...
the end of it, like. How did it work out? Evan spent double the amount of time, but Josh lived in like a more affluent area, technically.
Yeah.
Not technically, like really.
No, actually, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, that sounds fun.
All right. Well, anything else you want to hit the folks with before we wrap this puppy up?
We did Fact of the Week just now with that bourbon thing. I'll try to find that and send it your way. We did Stick It to the Man all the way through.
You'll encourage me to purchase more bourbon, and I'm all about that.
For sure. I'm sure Lauren will love it. I brought the other pun calendar that has been mostly repeats. I brought a pun from that because I don't think this is a repeat, and I liked it. And it was, the lad who sat next to me at school one day ate his calculator. Everybody said he was a weirdo, but like I said, it's what's inside him that counts.
That's great.
Because he ate a calculator. Now, I'm sure if there are people listening and they say, Evan, you read that same pun on April 1st last year.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love to hear that because it might be entirely true, and maybe I just liked it enough that it came out. There weren't a lot of great other puns, but I did enjoy I'm grateful for you.
I am grateful.
Yep, instead of grateful. Just not a lot else, but that's how really it goes. Grape. So, yep, really grape. Really grape end to the podcast. Thanks for listening.
Yep. Thank you all so much for joining us this week. This has been the Life is Funny podcast, and we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.
I got some eBay stuff to go open.